going to script that. And then at that point, Tom sings Que Sera, Sera. Okay, here we go. What causes Seattle's crane to collapse? Experts say the common practice is the likely cause. So when Mike Lewis was in here about 2 weeks ago, he had done some work on this and talked to some different people. And they had sort of said, it looks like from the fact that the bolts were not all sort of scuffed up, it looks like they took these pins out. That's sort of a time saver that's been used in numerous times. These cranes are dismantled, and they might have sort of skipped over a few safety steps that are supposed to be in place, and maybe that is the cause.
So that was the hunch based on the initial collapse. Now the Seattle Times has talked to a bunch of crane experts who've analyzed. They have not been on the scene of the crime, suspected crime, but they have looked at a lot of still shots and video, and they say clearly the way it collapsed.
You call it scene of the accident? You can recall it? You're going to scene of a crime already?
Well, no, if indeed it is a crime.
All right, okay.
Sure looks like a crime.
Tom, we are news people. We are news people.
As you pointed out, John, I come from the news division, and you pointed out, Tom, news has no place on a talk show.
Keep going.
So anyway, what they said is the way it fell apart, when you've seen videos of it, the fact that those guys in the cab shot off like a missile, and then there's the section right underneath it, shot off like a missile. That would not be happening if they were bolted.
Right.
And they say, you can see there are two sections that look like they're still bolted, and then there's a break, and that breaks off. So clearly the things connecting all these pieces together are, you know, were not there. At least they say that's clear from the evidence of the video only.
Since I don't like to read, I looked at the pictures. And what it looks like is the way you're supposed to do it. Imagine this tower. You take the first piece off first, you pull the bolts out, take the first and lower that one down.
Yes.
Right? Okay, then you go to the next one underneath, just like you would take a Django set.
That's
down,
exactly right.
First piece, then the next piece, then work your way all the way down.
It's a three-step process. Right. First, you get the big crane that's taking it down, you attach that to the top piece, then you unbolt it, then you pick it up. So it's a three-step process. And unfortunately, what they did is they said even the kind of the worst case, best case scenario is they unbolted the top two before it was ready to be taken off. It still would not have knocked the entire thing over. It's the fact that they said, well, heck, if we're going to do that, we might as well start taking the ones out from underneath it.
Right,
that means the entire structure.
Okay.
Otherwise, as they quote this expert there, says, it would take like 100-mile-an-hour wind to knock that structure over. It's got such a large base.
Mm-hmm.
So clearly, this expert says, it had to have been unbolted. And unfortunately, then they cite somebody else who says that has become standard practice. It is not according to manufacturing rights, but it's a standard practice because it saves time. And when you save time, you save money. And they say the problem is it only saves a couple of hours.
Yeah.
And it costs, in this case, four lives. In Dallas, it costs lives. They cite another example in Frankfurt.
Mm-hmm.
This is happening.
Yeah.
From now on, no one in any crane should ever dismantle this improperly, given the examples they have before.
But you could see how that happens, right? So here's manufacturing, but the guy in charge goes, "Yeah, screw that. We don't need to do that."
Yeah.
Hey, Bob, take down those next two, and
Bob
moves into that guy's position. He teaches and teaches and teaches till finally you have lost the initial instructions, right?
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah. This is the way it's done.
Yeah.
You learn on the job. You get on the job training.
From the guy who
who's been doing it for years.
Right.
And that's what they're going to have to. Right now, they're going to have to decide who told whoever to do this. Did the people that were in charge of the people that told them know about this habit and not change it? So there still could be a lot of liability for the scene of the accident.
Mark.